Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by former Major League Baseball catcher turned horse handicapper, Paul Loduca. Paul, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good. How does one go from Major League Baseball player to horse handicapper?
You know, it's everybody always asks me that. It's in I was a kid that went to the racetrack with my father at a young age, and was the kid that like got thrown the $5 and went over to the arcade and played Galaga and Pac-Man, where my dad played the ponies. And then, you know, when I got a little bit older, 9, 10, you start getting sharper, thinking you know what's going on, and you try to find somebody that maybe is 18 and give a couple bucks and try to make a little bet for you without your dad knowing and try to make a little score. And then he started owning horses when I was about 12, 13, 14 in that age. And I got to go on the backside and to meet the horses and didn't really realize they all had different personalities. Some are, you need to be cradled along. Some you need to be, you know, pushed a little bit. All had different traits, and it's almost like a pitching staff, somewhat. And I felt like a trainer was almost a catcher. And from right then and there, it sort of hooked me, and it got my passion to go back to the backside and see the animals, you know, live.
So do you feel like the same juice inside yourself, like playing Major League Baseball, professional sports, as you do now, like at the track watching the horses run?
It's a different feeling. You know, I always try to tell people, you know, when I played baseball, like, you know, your mind is trained to block a lot of things out when you play ball, because you have so many people in the stands yelling at you and doing things. You're sort of in control of yourself. You can control what happens. You strike out. Hey, listen, you hit a home run, you had a good at bat. You can control things. And I always make this analogy. I could hit against Roger Clemens or Randy Johnson in front of 30,000 with the game on the line. And yeah, being a little bit nervous, but not really, as soon as you step in the box. But when my horse would run, I'd be a nervous wreck. You can't control it. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's just a whole different feeling. It's like you own a tiny little horse franchise. And so it's weird. The adrenaline rush is different. And that's what even made it more interesting as well.
Which guy was tougher to hit against?
I had pretty good success against Randy, and my only career Grand Slam is against Rogers. So I got one on both.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Paul Loduca with us now.
Well, Paul, let's just get straight out of the gate on this deal. How do you expect Justify do towards, you know, running this thing towards history and us seeing a triple crown?
I think it can happen. Listen, I know there might be an asterisk by it a little bit. The clearly second choice would have been Audible, who ran a giant third in the Derby, almost second. And we saw how great Good Magic ran in the Preakness. Audible's owned by the same group.
Yep.
And they're just not going to run against their own horse to ruin their Triple Crown chances. And the other part about this is that group spreads their trainers around. Now, Bob Baffert's one of the best in the world, if not the best, and I think he is. But this is Todd Pletcher's backyard. So, you know, Audible not running for Pletcher, who's won the last two Belmonts, is a little thing that will help Justify, but it's still a tough thing to pull off. But there's just nobody with the natural speed to keep up with him early. And what I mean is, to get this mile and a half, everybody's going to get the mile and a half. But for Justify to get beat, he needs to be pushed early, often, and late. And I just don't know if he's ever going to get pushed that early. I think he's going to be able to be put in stride. And the other part about this is that people don't realize is his connections, Baffert and Mike Smith, they truly are Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, Curry and Durant, and, you know, Belichick and Brady, whatever you want to call in horse racing, that's who they are. They're both Hall of Famers.
What horse in the field has the best chance in your mind to push him?
You know, I think it's Hoffberg, the four, and I think that's a lot of people's wise guy horses. I'm the type of guy that's not into those horses, sort of the buzz horses. But he is just trained so well. He's lightly raced. His daddy, his sire, Tappet, His sons have won the last two Belmonts. He has that going for him. So he has the pedigree to obviously to get the mile and a half. There's nine trainers in the race because Todd Pletcher has two. All nine of these trainers have won in Triple Crown race. So I don't know if they're going to make it easy on Justify. They've been there before, but Hoffberg to me, and then Vino Rosso, the horse for Pletcher. Just because Todd's won the last two, you have to just respect his barn.
How hard physically is it in this amount of time for a horse to run these three races?
It's insane. I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, this was the norm. Maybe that's why we saw more Triple Crown winners back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now we live in the millennial world where what have you done for me lately? So a lot of these trainers now have cranked their horses up a lot earlier than they used to in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And the reason for that is they want the value of the stallion and they want the money now. Everybody wants everything now. I mean, like, I think a lot of people forget when we set dial up when it came to the internet. So times have changed, and that's why you've seen almost California Chrome pull it off, and then you saw American Pharoah, and now we're seeing Justify. I think you're going to see a string of this happening where we're going to have Triple Crown, you know, at least attempts a lot more than we've had in the past.
How hard is this? I mean, you played Major League Baseball. Is this harder than winning a Major League Baseball Triple Crown? Like, what sports feat do you even compare this to?
Well, I can't compare it because the horse bucked 120-some-odd-year trend. How do you compare that? I mean, no horse had won the Kentucky Derby without racing a two since Apollo in 1880-something. I mean, so you buck that trend. Then he wins the Preakness. He bucks that trend. Now if he wins the Triple Crown, he's the first horse, second horse ever to go undefeated, win the Triple Crown. First horse ever to do it without racing at the age of two. So I don't know where you plan him. It's a real tough call, but he's pretty darn good. And when I look at him, he's just a big, handsome, and I hate to say it, he's a red horse. He looks like a red horse. He looks like Secretary, and he looks like Point Given, one of the better horses that Bob had. He just looks like a champion, and I just don't see how they beat him.
What does the legalization of sports gambling mean for the sport of horse racing?
I think it helps. You know, a lot of people are thinking it's going to take away. I don't think so. I think a lot of people end up realizing when you do bet sports, most of the time you're laying the vig and you're 50-50. Where in horse racing, it is tougher to pick, obviously, but the odds are the best odds in any gambling game besides craps. But I still think it's going to bring people out to the racetrack maybe on a Sunday and stay around. A lot of these racinos are building nice little sports books where you can sit down and watch the games, have a little fun, and get out of the house. And listen, you know, us at the Action Network, we're trying to help you out as for the novice bettors to have a little fun. There's prop bets that we had, like, I think a month ago, like Will Rock run for president. Those are fun things that people want to play and mess around with and just have a little fun with it and jump in with it, you know? So I think it's going to help the racetracks because people will finally come out and realize, hey, it's still fun to come out to the races, have a beer, have a burger, watch a couple of races, and have a little fun.
Love it. Hey, thanks for the time, Paul. Enjoyed talking with you, man. And we look forward to a great race coming up. You can check Paul out, actionnetwork.com.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Listen to Paul's podcast, Embrace the Sweat. Watch him on I'll Take That Bet on ESPN Plus and read him on actionnetwork.com. Paul LaDuca, four-time All-Star and MVP.